Hello and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. This is Alex Cooper. I'm filling an interesting company that seems to connect people connect people in a lot of different industries and try to build knowledge networks, if I understand it correctly.
That is correct, yeah. Change and also so. but the basic idea, yeah, is to connect companies really outside the U.S. with the Confederation of Danish Industries, which is a trade association. And so we've had a wedge in, and that's the way. We try to sell to German companies, saying, no, that Boston is interesting somehow, right? But we've been trying to sell, access the U.S. markets, and we have not been able to do that. So we've actually ended up doing something that is much more vague, and surprisingly enough, we can sell it. But, so companies come here, and we set up lots of different meetings where they find it stimulating. So our favorite customer is a large company that knows they have to do something. Their new business models, new technologies, and our existing business model is under threat. And you know, what do we do? Stimulating. So it's very vague in the end, but they want.
You must have a large network of people that you can connect with.
That is the essence.
Who else was on that boat with you?
No, since I've been in Boston since 1998.
Whether the Danish industries or there other European or other people?
No, I mean, it's not for it is actually very hard to go after companies who don't be inspired. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't sell. The reason it has worked for us is that this Confederation of Danish Industries, as a trade association, four specific people inside their that their members want. Mm-hmm. Their members want, you know, there's a committee for econ to the U.S. Mm-hmm. They go to Silicon Valley and they come to Boston, mm-hmm. and we have been helping them with their Boston program for 25 Danish companies. We organize it for them, mm-hmm. and they is so stimulating. And those are our potential. Get it? Mm-hmm. Because you have to have experience.
And you probably can't, at this point, point to case studies of examples of companies that.
There, you know, let's say, you know, we had recently a large pump digitization, changes in the manufacturing. They're challenged with really changing a lot of things in their business. So they come over here and they're stimulated, but they're not really very keen on telling us exactly what they do, mm-hmm. right? Careful is that they know that it's secret, mm-hmm. basically. That also makes it hard for us to do advertising. All we can do is we can say we can get them to
on tours of Boston. What types of companies or places do you visit?
I try to do as many different things as possible. Mm-hmm. So we take them to stuff like blockchain, simply because blockchain is completely different and it's something that's coming already a start. We take them to artificial intelligence. We take them to talk to people, actually pump manufacturers, mm-hmm. and many different places as people have to have them stimulated. So what could possibly be relevant also? So we have to think around it.
That are
exactly
just outside, yeah, of what you're
exactly
just
so the blockchain is it's kind of obvious now,
yeah,
but you know, they don't think blockchain,
yeah,
but we live here in Boston and we see blockchain all over the place, mm-hmm. and so we think, okay, blockchain surely must be, it'll happen.
That's going to change our, yeah, world.
it'll happen. How it'll do it, we don't know, right? But yeah, something will happen there. Yeah,
well, that's really
just yesterday, and I think this is something that's interesting to listeners in general, people in general. So I went to energy storage, batteries, mm-hmm. lithium ion. And surprisingly to me, the talk was really about all the, you know, Apple, the Amazon, et cetera, the all platform businesses, and they derive a lot of the value from being a platform and providing a platform for small entrepreneurs. You can make an app very easily now and sell the app, and it's easier to go to market for us. So it was a woman called Christine Deeris to provide an architecture for lithium fires. Lots. She's saying to all the many people in MIT and elsewhere who are working on new chemistries for batteries, mm-hmm. you know, right now you're sort of faced with their own. We mm-hmm. put it facilitates a lot of small startups mm-hmm. To go in and have access with the end customers in the end. It's just like a platform.
Yeah,
it's brilliant. And then she matters, the charging speed mm-hmm. matters, electric vehicles, weight doesn't matter because you don't mm-hmm. move it. Other things matter. So the different chemistries mm-hmm. for different markets, mm-hmm. and then by providing the platform, mm-hmm. she and provides also the contact with the businesses. Terrific.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's so, great thinking. I mean, I'm yeah. you know, kind of thinking, trying to figure that out exactly of how the
yeah,
the
exactly. yeah, but just the idea is yeah. stimulating. See, yeah. I'm just looking for something stimulating. I don't. In the end, it doesn't really matter if it works, but the introduction of